Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There are some words you don't want to hear. If you're on the operating table and the surgeon is fiddling around with your internals, you don't want to hear, oops, or yikes, or help. While paddling along in the azure waters of Hawaii, no one wants to hear, shark. As I'm lining up an important putt, I do not want to hear someone yell, four, or any word whatsoever. This is a time for complete and reverent silence. In the airport, you should never utter the word bomb, even if you're talking about your lip balm or the balmy weather outside. Do not yell, this trip is going to be a bomb to my soul. There's another word that we use far too often, and I imagine the angels scratching their heads when they hear us say it. It's the word mine. When I think of this word, the character Gollum comes to mind from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. Gollum began his life as a young man named Smeagol, who discovered a golden ring that endowed him with marvelous powers. When he slid it onto his finger, he became invisible, and the ring blessed him with long life. But as the ages passed, Smeagol became twisted and selfish. He transformed into Gollum, a thin, sinewy creature with bulging eyes, much like my math teacher. And the more twisted Gollum became, the tighter he clung to that ring. He would hold it close, stroke it, speak tenderly to it. It's mine, he would say. My own, my precious. I keep it in my pockets. We all have a Gollum lurking within, don't we? We have the potential to look out only for numero uno, to grasp our stuff tightly, to say things like, it's my life, my time, my money, my car, my house, my business, my family, my precious, all mine. Like Gollum, we become me, my, mine monsters, and the tighter we grip our stuff, the more selfish and anxious we become. I speak as an expert in this. I've grasped things tightly. I'm no astronomer, but I was absolutely certain that the world revolved around me. This can spell the death of a marriage, a friendship, your very soul. British actor Michael Wilding was once asked if actors had any traits that set them apart from others. Without a doubt, he replied. You can pick out actors by the glazed look that comes into their eyes when the conversation wanders away from themselves. Oh, wow. Change comes when we admit that there is no such thing as a self-made man or woman. Nothing we have is truly ours. Deuteronomy 8 says, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. James 1:17 agrees, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. When we view our talents and relationships and time and stuff as blessings from God, 100 things happen that can kill the me, my, mine monster, and here are just a few. We smile more. We give thanks for God's good gifts. We celebrate the successes of others, taking an active interest in them. We live as stewards with open hands. Our questions change from, how do I hold on to my stuff and get more stuff, to who can I bless with what you've given me, Lord? This kind of attitude brings freedom and joy to life. D.L. Moody, the old preacher, said, God sends no one away empty except those who are full of themselves. Let's be filled with gratitude to God and go make someone's day.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.